Several Catholic mystics over the past couple of centuries have predicted 3 days of darkness, where there'll be no light, not just the light of the sun and the moon, but no artificial light as well. In fact, the only thing that will give off light are blessed candles. Hell will be unleashed on earth, killing all the wicked, all of the enemies of the church. When it's all said and done, 3/4 of the population will perish, turning the earth into a vast graveyard. Here are just some of those predictions. Blessed Anna Maria Taigi, 19th century. God will send 2 punishments. One will be in the form of wars, revolutions, and other evils. It shall originate on earth. The other will be sent from heaven. There shall come over the whole of the earth an intense darkness, lasting 3 days and 3 nights. Nothing can be seen. And the air will be laden with pestilence, which will claim mainly, but not only, the enemies of religion. It will be impossible to use any man-made lighting during this darkness, except blessed candles. He who, out of curiosity, opens his windows to look out, or leaves his home, will fall dead on the spot. During these 3 days, people should remain in their homes, pray the rosary, and beg God's mercy. All the enemies of the church, whether known or unknown, will perish over the whole earth during this universal darkness, with the exception of a few whom God will soon convert. The air shall be infected by demons who will appear under all sorts of hideous forms. Mary Julie Jehaney, 19th century. There will be 3 days of physical darkness. For 3 nights and 2 days, night will be continuous. Blessed wax candles will be the only ones which could give out some light through that horrible darkness. Just a single one will be sufficient for the 3 days. Although in the house of the wicked, they will give forth no brightness. The 3 days of darkness will be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the days of the most holy sacrament of the cross and Our Lady, 3 days less 1 night. During those 3 days of darkness, the demons will appear under the most hideous forms. Through the air, you will hear the most horrible cursings. The lightnings will penetrate your homes, but will not put out the blessed candle. Neither wind nor storm will be able to extinguish them. Blood will be shed in such great abundance that the earth will turn out a vast graveyard. The corpses of the wicked and those of the just will litter the ground. Famine will be great. All will be overturned, and 3/4 of men will perish. The crisis will burst out all of a sudden. Chastisements will be common to the whole world and will follow one another without interruption. When during a cold winter night, thunder will be roaring, causing the mountains to be shaken, then quick, close doors and windows. Your eyes must not debase the terrible happening with curious gazing. Assemble in prayer in front of the crucifix. Take shelter under the protection of the Most Blessed Mother. Do not allow any doubt to take its abode in you about your salvation. My children, says the Blessed Virgin, take good notice of my words. The whole earth will be chastised. The earth will be covered in darkness, and hell will be loosed on earth. The thunder and lightning will cause those who have no faith or trust in my power to die of fear. During these 3 days of terrifying darkness, no windows must be opened, because no one will be able to see the earth and the terrible color it will have in those days of punishment without dying at once. The sky will be on fire. The earth will split. During these 3 days of darkness, let the blessed candle be lighted everywhere. No other light will shine. No one outside his shelter will survive. The earth will shake as at the judgment, and fear will be great. Yes, we will listen to the prayers of your friends. Not one will perish. We will need them to publish the glory of the cross. The most painful part for you, the most sorrowful, will be when, from above in the sky, the sun will have fallen in a lightless place, when the stars will start grouping together, a multitude of them together. At the beginning of that sign, you will be seriously thinking of the obscuration of the sun. During those days of mourning, a new earthquake will take place, lesser than many others, of a lesser strength than in many other places. The thing will be easy to notice. Everything will be shaken up except the piece of furniture on which the wax candle will be burning. You will gather all around it with the crucifix and my blessed image. This is what is going to move away from you that terror which, during those days, will cause many a death. Here is a proof of my kindness. Those who will have served and invoked me properly and who preserve my blessed image in their homes, I will keep harmless together with all their belongings. The heat from the sky will be so scorching as to be unbearable, even within your closed-up homes. The whole sky will be set afire. But thunderbolts will not penetrate the homes where there will be light. Do not be afraid. O Lord, says Mary Julie, will you have mercy? Our Lord says, yes, I will have mercy on the good people, but the other ones I will engulf. The earth will open a jar, and they will disappear forever. Padre Pio, 20th century. Keep your windows well covered. Do not look out. Light a blessed candle, which will suffice for many days. Pray the rosary. Read spiritual books. Make acts of spiritual communion, also acts of love, which are so pleasing to us. Pray with outstretched arms or prostrate on the ground, in order that many souls may be saved. Do not go outside the house. Provide yourself with sufficient food. The powers of nature shall be moved, and a rain of fire shall make people tremble with fear. Have courage. I'm in the midst of you. Sister Mary of Jesus Crucified, 19th century. All states will be shaken by war and civil conflict. During a darkness lasting 3 days, the people given to evil ways will perish, so that only 1/4 of mankind will survive. Blessed Gaspar del Bufalone, 19th century. The death of the impenitent persecutors of the church will take place during the 3 days of darkness. He who outlives the darkness and the fear of these 3 days will think that he is alone on earth, because the whole earth will be covered with carcasses. Maria de la Frodes, 19th century. There will come 3 days of complete darkness. Only blessed candles made of wax will give some light during this horrible darkness. One candle will last for 3 days, but they will not give light in the houses of the godless. Lightning will penetrate your houses, but it will not put out the blessed candles. Neither wind, nor storm, nor earthquake will put out the blessed candles. Elizabeth Cornori Mora, 19th century. Now, she doesn't say the darkness will last for 3 days, but she does speak of a darkness coming over the whole earth, and the rest corresponds with everyone else. Blessed Elizabeth saw Our Lady, who appeared extremely sad and sorrowful. When she asked her why, Our Lady answered, "Behold, my daughter, contemplate such great impiety." Blessed Elizabeth then saw apostates brazenly trying to rip the divine infant from her arms. In face of this outrage, the Mother of God ceased to ask mercy for the world, but instead called for justice from the Eternal Father. Clothed in his inexorable justice and filled with indignation, he turned his gaze toward the world. At that moment, all nature entered in convulsions. This will be something so deplorable and atrocious that it will reduce the world to the very depths of desolation, the world in revolution and chaos. Terror and fear overtook all men and animals. The entire world was in convulsion, and everywhere people mercilessly slaughtered one another. In the time of this bloody fight, the vengeful hand of God will weigh upon those unfortunate souls. In his omnipotence, he will chastise the proud for their temerity and shameless insolence. God will use the powers of darkness to exterminate these sectarian, iniquitous, and criminal men who plotted to eradicate the Catholic Church, our Holy Mother, to her deepest roots and throw her to the ground. God will laugh at them in their malice, and with a wave of his omnipotent right hand, he will punish the wicked. The powers of darkness will be allowed to leave hell, and these great legions of devils will invade the whole world. They will wreak great destruction, thus executing the orders of divine justice, to which these evil spirits are also subject. They will be able to do neither more nor less than what God permits to men and their goods, families, unfortunate towns, cities, houses, and palace, or any other thing that exists on earth. God will allow wicked men to be cruelly chastised by fierce demons because they voluntarily submitted to the power of the devil and conspired with him to cause damage to the Holy Catholic Church. She then saw all the demons in horrible forms spurt forth from infernal caverns and infest the earth to do harm and damage everywhere. They devastated all the places where God had been outraged, desecrated, treated sacrilegiously, and where idolatry was practiced. Not a trace of them was left. So let's review. And some of this is going to be taken from prophecies that I did not include in this video. But that notwithstanding, on a very cold night, God will send signs in the heavens, astronomical oddities like all the stars gathering in one place. That's how we know it's time to go inside, lock the doors, and cover the windows. light one blessed candle, gather around a crucifix, and pray the rosary. Do not look outside or you will die. Do not open the door because, as said, all the demons of hell will be let loose. And some of the prophecies say they will cry out to be let in, sounding like friends and loved ones, to get you to open the door. Make sure you have enough food and water for the 3 days for you, your family, and your animals. So you'll have to prep a little. Since nothing will give off any light, I think it's safe to assume no fire or heat will work. So better to get food you don't have to cook, like peanut butter or beef jerky. I don't think you'll have to go overboard on the prepping. Just enough to get through the 3 days and maybe a few weeks before that, because it does talk about famine in some of these. After it's all over, it should be relatively easy to scavenge for food since 3/4 of the population will be dead. There will be plenty of empty houses to go through, as well as the grocery stores. And you won't have to compete for food since all the bad people will be dead. Everyone will share. There should be enough for everyone to go around until society gets back on its feet. Make sure you have rosaries and other blessed items ready. Oh, and don't forget the most important item, the blessed candle. Now, some people say it has to be made of beeswax, but none of the prophecies say that. However, if getting a beeswax candle makes you feel better, go for it. Of course, none of this will help you if you're not in a state of grace. If you're one of the wicked, you're going to perish. All this is to help the good people survive it. But in spite of this, some of the good people will perish as well. They'll get caught outside or not prepare at all. Notice those who have served Our Lady will receive special protection for them, their families, and their property. Well, there you have it. Good luck. Until my next video, God bless.